This is program number LW2521. It was a total shock. I couldn't believe my eyes. Hi, this is Larry West. I couldn't believe what I saw in an experiment that a bunch of teenagers were a part of the other night. Let me tell you about it. Almost 100 teenagers were called together in an auditorium to watch a film showing how much hunger there is around the world. And then after the film was over and after a few remarks were made about how all of us could help the world hunger, the man in charge of the whole experiment told the kids that it was party time now, and they had a big banquet meal prepared for them. Buddy, that's the fellow in charge, passed around a box and told all the kids to select one of the pieces of paper they found in it. Now, there were three different colors of paper in that box. One was black, one was brown, and the other was green. Then he told the kids to file out and go into the next room where they would find on the table a corresponding color, and they were to sit down at the table that matched the piece of paper. Those who held green sat down at a table that was lavishly set. I mean, there was a centerpiece, candles, fancy plates, and silverware. And they saw waiters standing around ready to serve them their food. It didn't take these kids long to get ready to eat. They plopped down, and immediately the waiters and waitresses began passing them fried chicken, ham, potato salad, Jell-O, and you name it. But on the other side of the room, the kids who held brown slips of paper found themselves sitting down at a table on which there was nothing but tin cans, around which there was wrapped only pieces of newspaper. The cans held some type of gooey soup, and they were told that that was their dinner. When that table had been filled up with kids, others were told to line up in front of a big stew pot. They did, and they were served the gooey soup, but only when their turn came. Then in walked the kids that held the black pieces of paper. They were told they had no table. They had no food. So they went over to the corner and sat down on the floor. After about 10 minutes of chaos, the kids on the floor began to get upset, especially as they watched the banquet going on over at the green table. Even those who had the gooey soup became somewhat upset. Buddy settled everybody down, and then he told them that those who held the green tags sitting at the banquet table represented places like the United States. Those who held brown tags represented places like India and Africa. Black tags represented other people in the world who just didn't have anything to eat. He asked those sitting on the floor, eating nothing, what they were feeling right now. They confessed, "It's not fair." They said they were angry, and those who held the brown tags admitted they had the same kinds of feelings. They talked a while, and here's what's interesting. While they talked, those sitting at the luscious banquet table seemingly never looked up. They kept feeding their faces. They were laughing and talking, convinced it was a big joke. But to those sitting on the floor, holding in their hands nothing but a black slip of paper, it was no joke. Finally, someone holding a tin can filled with soup asked, "Can we have their leftovers?" And Buddy said, "Not unless they offer them to you." When the whole thing was over, one girl who was sitting at the banquet table, when her stomach was full, began to feel bad about it. And she turned and asked one of the waitresses, "Why didn't you tell us this was going on?" It was strange. Everyone else in the room knew what was going on except those who were feeding their faces. Now remember, someone asked if they could have the leftovers, but he told them not unless someone offered them to them. Well, those who were sitting at the banquet table finished gorging themselves, and that's exactly what they did. They then got up and walked off. There was food left over, and they still didn't offer it. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. God help us, Americans, to put down our forks and look up. Doesn't the Bible say something about loving our neighbors as ourselves? I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.